You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Non-profit charity Child Matters has claimed that policymakers are not doing anywhere near enough to prevent child abuse. According to Child Matters, one child dies every 5 weeks from abuse, while thousands more are injured or harmed. They state that despite these rates and lots of talk about change, the impacts are still far too prevalent. I spoke to Jane Searle, who is the president of Child Matters, about potential solutions, disconnect between policymakers and individuals, and the impact of intergenerational trauma. I began by asking her what the current state of child abuse rates in New Zealand were.
Often we average in New Zealand losing a child or a young person at the hands of the person who cares for them about 1 every 5 weeks. Sometimes it's 1 every 4 weeks. And this year already in January, we have lost 2 children. So it just shows that these rates are very, very high and they're not improving.
Is it ever overlooked or understated, just the rates and the impacts of child abuse?
I think it's very common for people to not understand how frequently this happens and how many children we are losing each year. So we see high-profile cases that hit the media, and we know some of those cases that have over time, such as Muckles, Nia Glassy and others. But there's many that don't get the media attention, and then the public don't have an awareness of how frequently this is happening, because 1 every 5 weeks, that's horrific statistics. The other thing to remember, these are only the children that they have lost their lives. There are hundreds of children every month who are abused, some of them very, very seriously, and some of them have life-changing injuries. And those go under the radar as far as reporting goes in the public forum. And so that leads to some complacency.
What kind of complacency?
Well, I think, you know, New Zealand is a fantastic country, but it is not always the best place to raise a child for many children who are at risk and are suffering from both poverty and abuse and other social issues. And I think that as a country, we haven't had enough of a spotlight on it. When you think that a child dies every 5 weeks, or at the moment we've lost 2 in January, at the hands of the people who are meant to be keeping them safe, that's incredibly serious. As someone said to me once, if that happened in the airline industry, there would be a big inquiry and things would have to change. So for me, it's the lack of prioritisation that we put on these issues. We talk about COVID as a huge issue, which of course it is, particularly at the moment. We talk about the housing crisis. In election years, we have lots of these issues that we discuss frequently, and yet things like child abuse and family violence are not high among them. And I think that it needs to be an increased priority for the country as a whole.
Why do you think that there's such a lack of prioritisation on managing and dealing child abuse cases?
With some of the other issues that get more focus from us, they're easy issues to focus, that much easier issues for us to focus on. I mean, the child abuse is not a nice thing. No one likes talking about it because it's a horrific thing when our children are being injured and killed at the hands of people who are meant to be caring for them. So that is a hard thing to grasp, and it's not an easy thing for people to talk about, and it's also misunderstood. It's quite a complex problem. The fear is that we pull back from that because it is a hard issue instead of pushing harder toward it. And until we do that...
Have politicians and community leaders done enough, in your opinion?
No, I don't think that they have. I definitely don't think that there's been enough implementation of real change. We've had a lot of reviews, particularly around Oranga Tamariki and their practices. We've had a lot of talk and a lot of strategy, but there has been very little change at the front line, and frontline workers have told us that for over 10 years. In fact, the issues have got worse. So what we're seeing is reviews that do give good recommendations, but they're giving similar recommendations every time. And yet over successive years and successive governments, the change hasn't been implemented that's needed, so children continue to die. That's the result.
Why hasn't the change been implemented? Are there structural barriers and things in place that prevent people who are looking to make these changes to actually do something?
I think the amount of resource and implementation that's needed is quite extensive, and that's not always popular politically, and I think that is an issue. I also think that some of these issues are quite difficult to deal with, but there are some easy things. For example, we don't have mandatory training for people who are working as professionals with children, such as teachers and social workers. We don't have mandatory vetting for everyone who is working or volunteering with children. There's models that we could follow and have been successfully implemented overseas, so I don't think there's any excuse for us not doing that.
Is there also issues to do with policy making between public and private issues, ones where
they happen in a home and it's sort of within a family compared to something you mentioned before, like in an airline where it's a big public business?
I think that it's definitely true to say that a lot of what we see happens in homes, and it does happen behind closed doors, and it's largely unreported. We still don't actually know the rates of abuse because so much of it does go unreported, and so that is problematic. However, I don't think that's an excuse for not having the right policies and the right funding available. I don't think that... You know, we should be ensuring, for example, that Oranga Tamariki social workers, police detectives who work on this are resourced and trained for what they need. It's obvious, it's illogical not to do that, but that simply hasn't had any movement either. So I think that these are difficult issues, but we can't use that as an excuse for our inaction. I'm sorry. We need to remember that children can't stop abuse, but adults can. So it's our responsibility to get on and make that happen.
Is there also an issue with disconnect between policymakers who may not be involved directly with child abuse cases or who are failing to implement policies, which you've said?
I think there's a huge disconnect. I think the disconnect between the policymakers and the politicians is huge. And if anything, in the time that I've been working in the sector, I think that it perhaps gets larger. There's other issues such as COVID that is taking up everybody's time. And I think that the true understanding of the causes, the true understanding of what happens at the front line is